ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत्यं नारं च मां नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नस्तापृषु अपात्रिषु नित्यां भगवत्सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नास्तिके कृष्ण कृष्णे स्वातमपागते धार्मज्ञानिभिः सह कलौ नास्तति सम्मेष पूर्णार्कुतु नोदितः क्रान्तराट्सिंहभगवतां की जय हरे कृष्ण. Read from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 16th chapter, text 48 and 49 has no purport, 50 has purport, so we will read or recite Sanskrit verse from 50, but before that I will read the other two slokas. Yam vaisva santam manu visvasi chasa shanti yam chekitanam manuchitaya uchakanti pumandalam sarsapayati yasya murni tasmai namo bhagavate stu sahasra murni. Oh my dear Lord, it is after your endeavor that Lord Brahma, Indra and the other directors of the cosmic manifestation become occupied with their activities. It is after you perceive the material energy, my Lord, that the senses begin to perceive. The Supreme Personality of Godhead holds all the universes on his head like seeds of mustard. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, that Supreme Personality who has thousands of hoods. Sishukavacha samstuto bhagavan evam anantastam apashata vidyadhara patim pritas chitraketum kurudvaha. Shukadev Goswami continued. Thus the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Anantadev, being very much pleased with the prayers offered by Chitraketu, the king of the Vidyadharas, replied to him as follows, O best of the Kuru dynasty, Maharaj Parikshit. Now we recite together. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Yan Naradangi Robyam Te Avyaritam Me Anushasanam Samsidho Asi Taya Rachan Vidyaya Dashanat Cha Me Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Yanaradangiro Pyamte Yanaradangiro Pyamte Vyaharitam Venushanam Vyaharitam Venushasanam Samsito Sitayara Chan Samsito Sitayara Chan Vidyaya Dashanachame Vidyaya Dashanachame Yanaratam Girobyam Te Vyaritam Menushasanam samsito sitaya racham vidyaya tashanachchame. Sri Bhagavan Vacha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sankarshan replied, Yat Vich Narada Angirobhyam, by the great sages Narada and Angira, Te unto you Vyaritam spoken, me of me, Anushasanam, the worship, Samsidha, completely perfected. Asi, you are, Taya, by that, Rajan, O King, Vidyaya, mantra, Darshanat, from the direct side, Cha, as well as Me, of Me. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Anantadev, replied as follows. O King, as a result of your having accepted the instructions spoken about me by the great sages Narada and Angira, you have become completely aware of transcendental knowledge. Because you are now educated in the spiritual science, you have seen me face to face. Therefore, you are now completely perfect. Purport. The perfection of life is to be spiritually educated and to understand the existence of the Lord and how He creates, maintains, and annihilates the cosmic manifestation. When one is perfect in knowledge, he can develop his love of Godhead through the association of such perfect persons as Narada and Angira and the members of their disciplic succession. Then one is able to see the unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Although the Lord is unlimited, by His causeless mercy, He becomes visible to the devotee, who is then able to see Him. In our present position of conditioned life, we cannot see or understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's stated. Ataksi Krishna Namadi Nabhave Krayam Indriyai Sevomukhi Chivado Svayameva Spuratyada. No one can understand the transcendental nature of the name, form, quality, and pastimes of Sri Krishna through his materially contaminated senses. Only when one becomes spiritually saturated by transcendental service to the Lord are the transcendental name, form, quality, and pastimes of the Lord revealed to him. Quoted from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. If one takes to spiritual life under the direction of Narada Muni or his representative and thus engages himself in the service of the Lord, he qualifies himself to see the Lord face to face. The Brahma Samhita states, Premanchana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksadai Varitayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Gunasvarupam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotee whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Shyama Sundar, situated within the heart of the devotee. One must follow the instructions of the spiritual master. Thus one becomes qualified and later sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead as evinced by Maharaj Chitraketu.
Oma kya timaranyasya gananchana salakhyam chakshurud militam yena tasma shri gurave namaha Sri Chaitanya manopistam stapitam yena bhutale smayam rupa kadamayam tadati sma padantikam mukham karoti vachalam pankum langayati karim Yat kripatam maham bande shi gurum dina taranam. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Shri Bhagavan Vacha Yana ratangiropyam te yaritam me nushasanam samsito sitayarachan vidyaya dashanachchame. Supreme Personality of Godhead Anantadev replied as follows, O King, as a result of your having accepted the instructions spoken about me by the great sages Narada and Angira, you have become completely aware of the transcendental knowledge. Because you are now educated in the spiritual science, you have seen me face to face, therefore you are now completely perfect.
So the goal of sadhana is ultimately to get sakshat darshan, the direct vision or darshan of the Lord, to see Him eyes to eyes. That's the only desire other devotee cherishes or has by performing sadhana, at least those who are following Narad Muni, anyabhilasita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. So Narada Muni's disciplic succession is the pure transcendental line of Sadguru. All devotees, pure devotees, transcendental, loving devotees of the Lord, who mercifully appeared in this world in the form of sampradaya, disciplic succession, to deliver the conditioned souls. This is due to Lord's mercy. And the only chance for the fallen souls who are circulating in this samsara of repeated birth and death to come in contact with the representative of sampradaya. Because any mantra that we receive from non-sampradaya will not bear any fruits. As we heard, sampradaya vihiname mantraste nishpalamata. Nishpala. It will not have any fruit if we are not accepting mantra or receiving mantra from bona fide representative from bona fide sampradaya. Therefore, Vaishnava sampradayas accepted. Amongst the Vaishnavas, like Sri coming from Goddess of Fortune, representative of Sri is the Kumaras, four Kumaras. Then we have the Rudra Sampradaya, representative Vishnu Swami. Rudra means Shiva. So he has also a bona fide Vaishnava Sampradaya. He's the founder. And the next one is Rama Sampradaya, whose representative is Madhvacharya. Madhva is the founder or who's teaching this process or teachings in this world. And then another one is, what is the fourth one? Shri Rudra Brahma. The Kumara Sampradaya. Kumara. So the Kumara Sampradaya representative is Nimbarkacharya. So that means representative of Shri is Ramanuja. Sorry, I made a mistake. It's not the four Kumaras. Shri is represented by Shri Ramanujacharya. Actually, all these four Acharyas appeared in South India. Also, the fifth Acharya, Sankaracharya, he impersonalistic. He's Shiva with a tricky mission, thankless mission, because Shiva, he's in charge for the material creation. He's Shambhu. And it is he who actually manifested this material world by the power given by Lord Sankarshan. And it is Shiva who was always meditating about Lord Sankarshan in the pure sattva guna. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shaptitam. The stage where Krishna or Vasudev is realized and perceived is called Vasudev Sattva or Vishuddha Sattva. It is the level of the transcendental goodness where even the material goodness is not present anymore. It's absence. Tadara chas tamo bhava kama loba daschaye. Chitara anavidyam stitvam sattve prasidati. On the platform of transcendental sattva guna, that means free of raja guna, tama guna, lust and greed, one attains the mundane sattva guna. But the mundane sattva guna is not desirable either for a pure devotee, or also want to get darshan of the Lord or realization of Krishna. It's not desirable because it is still polluted by Brahminical conception. I'm a charitable man, I'm a very learned person, I'm very educated, I'm very good, I'm very pure. So it's a contamination of ego. So it's still impure, considered impure. Because the pure unalloyed devotee on Shuddha Sattva, Evam Prasana Manasa Bhagavatattva, Evam Prasana Manasa. Bhagavat Bhakti Tattva Dhab. Bhakti. And then Vijnana Mukta Sangasa Chayate. That means that one who becomes free of the gunas, also of sattva guna, and all the lower, he's actually liberated. He's a jiva mukta, he's liberated. Although in the material world, yahayase harayardase karmano manasokira nikilapevastasu jiva mukta se uchate, Rupa Goswami is teaching in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that by engaging in devotional service to Krishna with body, mind and words, even though one is in the material world, one is considered liberated. So Lord Shiva, he's always absorbed in transcendental meditation, therefore he always meditates about Lord Sankarshan. And he has Sampradaya. He also has Sampradaya through whom he is trying to elevate the living entities. But there is another Sampradaya that also Shiva created in another mission to actually delude, or how we say, pollute the consciousness of the conditioned soul who are not really faithful in the Shastra or in the surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, the Lord advised Lord Shiva to invent a cheating process where he describes that the material world and the living entities and the Supreme Lord, there's actually all one. The material world is temporary, it is asat, it is useless, it has to be given up, therefore renunciation. Shankaracharya took the 12-year renunciation, sannyas, leaving the world, family, everything. But he teach the process, sariraka pasya, where he teaches that the universe, when it becomes created, it is transformed. That means it's a manifestation of the Lord of transforming. He transforms himself. So in this way, the living entities who are in hearing this philosophy of impersonalism, of being one with the Lord, will be bereft of the opportunity for pure devotional service, and therefore they will entangle themselves life after life, although they consider themselves liberated. As Brahma says, somebody may be sometimes consider himself liberated because of mental speculation and meditation about some process described by Shankaracharya. But because he is not learned from his spiritual master how to surrender to Krishna, his so-called liberation is only so-called. It is a mental concoction. Yenira vindaksha vimukta manina. Today my verses are not so coming fluently. Yenira vindaksha vimukta manina dvayasta bhava avishuddha buddhaya aroya krishnena parampatam tata patantyada yatmat asha angraya. So when he has still avishuddha consciousness, impure consciousness, and with impure consciousness, it is described they cannot understand Krishna. So in this material world, everyone is bewildered either by sense gratification or with the conception, I'm God myself. Therefore, this whole material consummation today, where the people are just encouraged, enjoy, spend your money, work hard, that you can spend, that you will have a good fortune, that you can enjoy, it's actually Mayavadi. It's gross Mayavadi. Everyone actually become imitators of God, of Bhagavan. Small Bhagavans try to enjoy the opulences of the Lord. But anyway, the devotees of the Lord, coming from this sampradaya, pure sampradaya, Vaishnava sampradaya, they are all empowered by the Lord. Because one is empowered by the Lord, one cannot spread or teach this spiritual science to the conditioned soul in this material world. So therefore the liberated souls, these acharyas, were coming from these four sampradayas. And all those who are taking shelter in this sampradaya, they will become purified. Not just by accepting initiation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote an essay, Pancha Samskara, an essay about the five samskaras who actually make the devotee purified and qualified to become a recipient of the Lord's mercy. Actually, the samskara is given by the spiritual master. By mercy of the spiritual master, he gives us a purification process. That's called samskara, like a sacrament. Catholics, they have sacrament. To purify themselves by prayers, by regret, by fasting certain days, like that, by doing pious activities, doing good to others. This is how you say, samskara. No. But the samskara of the Vaishnava is, they give, Guru gives five samskara. The first one is tapa, second one is pundra. Indranucha, you should take out hand from your beepak. And listen. And the third one is nama. That means the holy name. The fourth one is mantra. And the fifth one is yagya. And only one is qualified to worship Shalagram Shila or deity worship, Archana worship. So the first one is tapa. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes tapa is in according to sampradaya, different. So in some sampradayas, the devotee or novice, neophyte devotee, brahmachari, is brandmarked with the symbols of Lord Vishnu on the arms, from a metal of fire, with the chakra and lotus. So like in the Sri Sampradaya, so the disciple is brandmarked, so that he is not, his body doesn't belong to him anymore. You are brandmarked for your whole life, you are a devotee of Vishnu. Then, so this is a tapa. But Lord Chaitanya and Bhaktivinoda Thakur and also Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, they remark for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they don't see necessary, and actually most of Sampradayas, they don't take this as a great necessity. And Lord Chaitanya himself, he didn't accept that this tapa of brandmarking the body. But instead of brandmarking the body is stamped with Gopi Chandana, or with Chandana. Therefore, certain devotees sometimes they stamp the holy name Radhe Shyam or Hare Krishna mantra or Hare Krishna on the body in different places of the body. So this is actually a tapa. It's not a fashion. It's not a tattoo. Tattoo is a fashion. No. If you really want to get a tattoo, you should make a brand mark. In the hot fire, you know, with the iron and put it on your arms. Then that's very tapasya, very painful. But it's not recommended in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. We are offering our body and our words, as Rupa Goswami explains and teaches, our body, words and mind. In the service of the Lord. This is our tapa. It's an internal tapa. Sometimes Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the problem is in some sampradayas or some gurus, they give this tapa, mantra, and etc., pundra, but then they send their disciples away and not taking care for them anymore. They're not teaching them the transcendental science of devotional service very scientifically and very patiently. And also give them instruction how to follow by own example. Because if this is not done, then these five processes are only external and they will not change the heart. Because if we're only accepting Vaishnava symbols and Vaishnava rituals externally and actually we don't take it to heart in our internal consciousness, then will not be changed in heart. Vishuddha sattva will not be attained. We will still maintain our material desires. Maybe in the mode of goodness, but it's still material. It keeps us in the material world. We cannot come out of it. Not to speak if you have action in the mode of passion, ignorance, smoking, taking drugs, taking alcohol, smoking marijuana, illicit sex life, gambling, looking cinema movies, not related to Krishna. We have no chance. We have no chance to attain the level of goodness, what to speak of Shuddha Sattva. We have to accept this tapa internally by surrendering to the spiritual master, sincerely, and accepting His instruction to our heart and life and soul. Because only then a change in heart can take place. And the spiritual master has to be sincere. He has to be realized, founded in the transcendental knowledge. Because if the spiritual master has no transcendental knowledge, he is not able to guide his devotees back home, back to Godhead. So therefore, the spiritual master, our acharyas, we've seen, they have so much transcendental knowledge. Srila Prabhupada, he gave his disciples so much guidance, patience, personal training. He did everything to them. Those who had fortune to grow up in ISKCON under the guidance, direct training of Srila Prabhupada. He gave so much of himself, practically 150 or 200%. Day and night, Prabhupada was ready to guide his disciples. Why? Not to get money from them or admiration from them. No, he wanted to train them. And with the expectation, you should become like me, you should represent what I teach you, that others, and then later on, you teach others. This is our process. Like Prabhupada told, parampara means one train wagon is pushing the other train wagon, other train wagon, other train wagon. And so in this way, the whole train is smoothly going on back home, back to Godhead. So a disciple takes fully shelter in the spiritual master's instruction. He's very dedicated, very surrendered. And the spiritual master sees that. Spiritual master sees in everyone's heart how much the disciple is surrendered or not. How much he is attached to hear and to learn. Not only hear and then let it out other ears and say, oh, very nice class. But if one asks what actually you heard, oh, I don't remember. That's the problem. So we cannot remember because we don't let it enter in the heart. And if we don't let the knowledge from the spiritual master enter in the heart and also apply it in our daily sadhana, devotional service, we still stay the same. We still keep going with old habits, and the trick of the mind is, it's not so bad. It's not too bad to smoke. To smoke marijuana, to do this and that. And you see it, you try it. You do it and you see, there's no reaction. It's even better because your mind becomes peaceful. He gets what he wants, so he can absorb in Krishna consciousness more purely, more fixed. So many so-called devotees or beginner devotees cheating themselves. But this is not Bhagavad process. Bhagavad process is Kaitava Dharma is kicked out. Dharma Prochita Kaitava Tra Parama Nirmatsaranam Sadam Vedya Vastanam. In the Bhagavad process, from very beginning, Kaitava Dharma, cheating propensities are kicked out. So if a disciple thinks I can go on with my bad habits again and again, doesn't matter, I chant and I do this and that, but at the same time I also have my cultivating my bad habits, we're cheating ourselves. We may be not cheating others, but we cheat ourselves. Because we will not, after 20, 30, 50 years of practice, you maybe still will not become feel purified. And still the same. No. Because the change in heart, as described here, will take place only by sincerely accepting the tapa, the internal instruction of Guru, who mercifully appeared before King Chitraketu when he was on the stage of renunciation, Vairagya. Before Angira Muni came, because he was attached. But then he became miserable. At that point, Narada Muni, Sadguru appears and gives him the transcendental mantra and the knowledge and the sadhana how his life will become perfect. So this Tapa and Pundra. Pundra means tilak, urdva pundra, 12 marks of tilak on the body. So in this way, our body, we will see, not our body, it is a temple of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. The tilak mark means the lotus feet of the Lord. It represents the lotus feet. We have on 12 places of the body. So, and it is very necessary that every Vaishnava wears this tilak given by the Guru, by the Sampradaya Guru, by whom you became initiated. You should not accept other tilak from other Sampradayas or imitating a more fashionable tilak. Our tilak is a Gopi Chandana tilak. That is what is accepted by Lord Chaitanya, the yellow, not the black one. Radha Kuntilak is not. Then turn it off. So the Radha Kuntilak is in another mood. It's not in our mood. So we don't wear Radha Kuntilak as Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Maybe sometimes Prabhupada also wear, but generally our tilak is Gopi Chandana, this yellow. So the tilak is very important, that we are representing Sampradaya. So therefore every Sampradaya has its specific tilak, so everyone knows who is aware about these tilaks. Oh, you don't have to ask him, oh, he's an Imbarki. He's from Ramanuja. He's from the Ramanandis. So you can see, according to tilak, from which sampradaya they are. And here is Gaudiya, and also in the Gaudiya, different because we have different sects, different groups. Therefore, there are different kinds of tilaks. And then the third samskara, what the guru is giving after tilak and brandmarking, or I would say, telling the disciple, giving him meaning and mission in devotional service of vairagya and vidya to engage him in devotional service. Then he gives him the holy name. He gives him, first of all, changing his name, his material name that he received from his parents. And he gives him a spiritual name. This is called Diksha, initiation then. He will give him spiritual name, he gave him Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then after this mantra is given. Then mantra is given. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and mantra specifically in this term, the fourth samskara means Gayatri Mantra. That means the Gopal Mantra. Gopal Mantra is received by spiritual master, by initiation. And then the fifth one is Yajna. So that means if you have the internal, external purity of Tapa, received through Tapa, that we understand I'm not enjoyer, I'm servant of the Lord, I'm Krishna Das. I receive spiritual name of the Lord. I'm now Govinda Das. What's your name? Krishna. Kusha. What's his name? Kusha. Kusha Krast. You are Kusha Krast Das. Kusha, because it's used for Yajna. That means you are it's a Brahminical name, you are assistants of the Yajna priests to the spiritual master to bring him Kusha grass every morning to perform Yajna, or helping to assisting him to distribute the knowledge. You know, this is Brahmachari. Brahmachari is assisting the guru to in his service, in his mission. So then, we're changing, the guru changes name. Then there is a mantra, Gopal mantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then yajna, then we can engage in yajna, then we can engage in sacrifice, either in worshipping Shalagram Shila or the deities, or also engaging in Sankirtan Yajna. In this age especially, it's recommended Sankirtan Yajna. So through this, through these five samskaras, a person will become completely purified if he sincerely is practicing it under guidance of spiritual master. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is pointing out why disciples and guru sometimes don't feel really purified after some time or after a long time of practice, because both of them are not taking the process of pancha samskara very sincerely. They do it externally and not actually doing it from inside, but based on transcendental knowledge. So there's training needed. Prabhupada always pointed out, training is needed. Spiritual training, spiritual practice, under the guidance of spiritual master and senior devotees. And only in this way, one can train our anarthas, our bad habits, that they will change into good habits, and ultimately transcendental habits. And if the heart, through regulated devotional service and also our senses become purified, then we will attain darshan of the Lord. We can perceive the Lord in so many different ways. Either you can chant better, you will realize the holy name is not different from Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Pina Tvam Nama Namino. So we realize the holy name is Krishna himself. He will dance on your tongue. And you desire not only one mouth, but millions of mouths to chant and millions of ears to hear. For Ananta Shesh, he has 1,000 mouths, Sahasra Shirsha. He has such a great taste in chanting the names of the Lord. Actually, Ananta Shesh is the reservoir of the holy name of the Lord. Because the holy name is a Chintamani, is like a great treasure. That's described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's a great treasure. And you don't keep it openly in a shelf in your room. If you have nice treasure, you don't show it to everyone. You lock it. You lock it very deep in a secret place, if you have something very valuable. And who is this reservoir where the holy name and this Vedic knowledge is stored? You know where? It's in the heart of Anantadev. Nityananda, Ananta, Sankarshan. He is the reservoir of the transcendental knowledge and of the holy name. He's the reservoir. It's safely protected there with 1,000 hood. And only if Lord Ananta Shesh, Sankarshan, Nityananda, is revealing this knowledge and the holy name, then the world will know about it. Then the world will know about it. Otherwise not. Everyone will be kept in darkness, because the world is in darkness by nature. But Sankarshan is Shiva. Another name of Sankarshan is Shiva. It's the name of the Lord, because he's the origin of Shiva. He's not an ordinary Shiva. It's the complete Shiva, Purna Shiva. He's the Supreme Lord, the reservoir of all the Shivas. This is Lord Sankarshan. And from him, creation is taking place. The Shivas are manifested in this material world. So this is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the glories of Nityananda Prabhu, in the 5th chapter of Adi Lila. How the Lord manifests the material creation and the Jivas from his universal body. So he reawakens the consciousness of the fallen Jivas in this material world, if they are very fortunate, after some time, long time It is the Lord who awakens or reawakens this dormant bhakti, what actually the living entity has in his heart since time immemorial. Never is taken away, it's never lost, but it has forgotten due to contact with material nature. But the Lord mercifully sends Guru, gives us the process, gives us his knowledge, gives us the holy name. Everything is actually done by the Lord. We should not take this as very normal. Guru, mantra, the process, the shastras, the scriptures. This is the devotees. Because these are all manifestations of Lord Ananta. Lord Ananta is the supreme servitor of Godhead. He has such an eagerness to serve and to glorify the Lord. And he never comes to an end. Therefore he's Ananta. He never comes to an end. And he is so eagerly to serve the Lord and also to serve the Jivas that they revive their dormant love to God again. So therefore he makes so many arrangements and he manifests his material world for the Jivas that they can actually become purified for the Tathashta Shakti Jivas, the Pada Jivas who are fallen to this material world. Madhvacharya and Dashamula Tattva, they state that there are liberated Jivas and conditioned Jivas, two kinds of Jivas. And the conditioned Jivas who are polluted by Maya, who are servants of Maya, they can only become revived or to wake up to Krishna consciousness by the mercy of the Lord when he wakes them up, when he connects them with the Lord. That's the meaning of Sankarshan. He's connecting, uniting. Therefore, without mercy of Lord Sankarshan, we have no opportunity to connect with the Lord and with the transcendental world. There are three energies, Ladini, Samvit, Sandini. We learn from Chaitanya Charitamrita, fourth chapter, Adi Lila. Three energies, internal energies, manifesting as Sandini, Samvit, Ladini. Sandini means the awareness energy, to become aware. Knowledge is awakened on that level of consciousness, of internal energy. Second one is Samvit, transcendental knowledge is manifested. First is awareness of one's existence. I'm eternal, I'm not material, I'm not asat, I'm sat. I'm eternal, I'm a servant, eternal servant of Krishna. And the third one is Ladini, transcendental bliss and love to Krishna. So, and Chuda Sattva is manifested from the Sandini. Transcendental knowledge comes from the Sandini. And it is Balaram Sankarshan who is in charge for the Sandini, especially. He has he's always in this transcendental goodness, So this Sandini is revealed by him. And what is manifested by this Sandini on the level of transcendental goodness? The Lord's abode, his house, his bed, his associates, his mother, his father, his shoes, his umbrella. This is all manifestation of Ananta Shesh on the transcendental Shuddha Sattva level. This is manifested. It's not a material creation. And the holy name and this transcendental knowledge is all Shuddha Sattva. It's perceived by Shuddha Sattva, by the purified senses. Therefore, as long as our senses are not purified by Seva, as Prabhupada is pointing out, by devotional service on the direction of the spiritual master, and we come to transcendental knowledge, we cannot perceive and understand the Lord. Therefore, Krishna says, Janma karma chamedi vyama evam yaveti tatvataha yakvati ham puna janma naiti mam eti sochana. Those who understand my transcendental appearance and activities, in truth, tatvataha, they will become relieved, delivered. I will take them back to me, to the spiritual world, and there, from there, will not take birth again in this material world. So this is the Lord's promise. Therefore, he gives Bhagavad Gita. So very important to recite Bhagavad Gita, to absorb in Bhagavad Gita as it is, as a daily meditation, right? Akka. Sometimes we forget to absorb in Bhagavad Gita and we think Bhagavatam, and even sometimes Bhagavatam we think we already know. So we go to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, to Chaitanya Charitamrita, and also only to the Antya Lila, a very intimate description of ecstatic love. Or we only read from 10th canto. So we're jumping over the process. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says the process is very important. It's scientific and it's Bhagavata process. Bhagavata process is not beginning and end and the middle 10th canto. No, it starts with the first and goes to the 12th. So that means we have to read all the 12 cantos and absorb again and again in all the step by step, we have to go in this process slowly but surely, as we always hear. And this is actually very important that we go step for step, not jumping over. We are not grasshoppers. We go step, otherwise we drop on the nose. We go step by step, slowly. If you want to build a temple, if you want to spread a mission, Prabhupada went step by step, patiently, enthusiastically, faithful to the instruction of the spiritual master, and in the disciplic succession in Lord Chaitanya. Step by step. Therefore the mission became successful. In the same way, when we follow in this mood do what Prabhupada has shown us, then our life will also become perfect. So I stop here. Hare Krishna. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Maybe one question? Is it possible? You? Comment? Bhagavad Gita comment. Yeah. I'm just paralleled, you know, and just speak something. And sometimes I don't even remember certain things. You see, so many Sanskrit failures I had today. Hard disk not working so good. Difficult to hear. Speak slowly because Indian accent are very difficult to understand.
I wanted to ask you. Yeah. You said sampradaya dhinate mantras nishpalamata.
Yeah.
I read some people from initiation also. I read somewhere and I heard people also say that form of initiation is not absolutely essential, that somebody will chanting the holy names. Of course, it's difficult for him to achieve the Supreme God, but that formal initiation is not absolutely essential.
Yeah, this is quite some mental speculation of somebody. Because in one sense, Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a statement like that. The formal initiation is not necessary if you chant Hare Krishna. But still, the acharya is accepting, Pancharatrika Vidhi. Initiation is Pancharatrika Vidhi. And chanting Hare Krishna and Bhagavatam, it's Krishna Katha, or this is Bhagavat Mark. So that's right in one sense, Bhagavat Mark is sufficient in this age of Kali Yuga. But the Acharyas, actually it started in the end of, or in middle or end of Treta Yuga. The Acharyas observed, it's stated in Bhagavatam, I don't know in which canto or which verse, the Acharyas observed, the sages observed discrepancies of the age in Treta Yuga already. There were discrepancies. The people were not in harmony anymore. They started already to quarrel. As soon as quarrel is involved, Kali is involved. And if Kali is involved, that means you're not a Krishna Das or Chela, you're a Kali Chela. You're a slave, a servant of Kali. And if you're a servant of Kali, then you cannot become a servant of Krishna, you cannot dance in two weddings at the same time. So we have to decide either I'm Kali Chela or Krishna Chela. I'm slave, I'm servant. Okay, choose. We have only these two choices. Kali or Krishna. They don't go together. What happened when Krishna appeared? Kali had no chance. But as soon as Krishna disappeared, Kali became powerful. And the sun rising, darkness disappeared. And the sun goes, darkness automatically appears. Therefore the sages of Naimisharanya, one of their questions is, where religious principle after the absence of Krishna took place in the age of Kali? And then Sutta Goswami replied, in the Bhagavatam, by quoting this verse, Krishna is Vatama Bhagate, Dharma Jnani Bisaha, Kalonasta Dishamesha Purunar Kotuno Ditaha. Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun. And it appeared after Krishna's disappearance. After Krishna left, immediately Bhagavatam appeared. Actually, before that already, Krishna arranged for that, for the Bhagavatam appearance. So that when Krishna left, Kali appeared, but he didn't count it that Krishna left the Bhagavatam, the process of Vairagya, Vidya, Bhakti Yoga behind. He left that behind. He manifested that. He empowered that process in the Kali Yuga. And it's the only chance, Bhagavat Mark. But the Acharyas, they understood, because the devotees even, or sages, they have quarreling tendency, because they're not completely on the transcendental platform of Vishuddha Sattva. Therefore, they introduced Pancharatrika Vidhi. That means, and Pancharatrika means Panchasamskara. Panchasamskara is Vedic process. It's not invented by somebody, some guru. It's Vedic process. It's existing since time immemorial. Since the sampradayas are existing, Panchasamskara is existing. So it goes hand in hand. Prabhupada told Bhagavat Mark and Pancharatrika Vidhi go hand in hand. They go parallel, train tracks, yeah? If you only have one, the train cannot move. So you need both, then the train is gone. Of course, in Japan, they have on one, or even floating ones, not even touching anything. But we're speaking about real trains. It has to go on two tracks. Then you're safe. So Pancharatrika and Bhagavat go parallel. That's what the Acharyas are teaching us, what Prabhupada gave us, and we cannot speculate, say, oh, now Pancharatrika, we skip and we go only Bhagavat Mark. Okay, we can try, but if you're on very high level, because if you imitate Bhagavat Mark, Haridas Thakur, liberated souls. You have to be a liberated soul for Bhagavad Mark. If you imitate Haridas, only chant without Pancharatrika, most properly you will drop on the nose. You will fall. So one has to be a liberated soul for Bhagavad Mark. So after a long time of practice of sadhana bhakti, of Pancharatrika vidhi, you become purified and transcendentally situated on Vishuddha Sattva. And on Vishuddha Sattva, transcendental knowledge is revealed, becomes realized, vijnana. Then you are liberated soul on that stage. Mamchayo vyabhacharena bhakti yogana sevate sagunan samajitaitam brahmabhuyata kalpate. Then bhakti will start. Bhakti starts on the liberated stage. What we are actually now doing, we're just practicing to become bhaktas. We are sadaka, vidhi, following vidhi, vidhi mark. To practice that you can enter the raga and then bhava or prema. So without vidhi, no prema. Therefore, transcendental knowledge is very important. To read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, these four books Prabhupada gave. These are our fundamental books for every ISKCON devotee. We should regularly read and absorb and practice and not speculate. Because if you are speculating and deluding or already considering ourselves, I'm already on an elevated platform, then it's you're a very dangerous position. Very dangerous position. You have to be the devotee has to be very humble. More humble than the straw in the street. And he never thinks himself or considers himself, I'm an elevated devotee. Therefore, even if he's an elevated devotee, a liberated devotee, who chants many, many rounds of Hare Krishna, even one leg, two legs, even sometimes three legs of rounds, still he's following externally sadhana. To give an example for new devotees to follow, that's the acharya. Right? Okay, stop here. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Glory to Prabhupada.